show up. So, okay, we'll go ahead and get the meeting started. It is a quick meeting, so we should be out of here fairly shortly. But we'll always start with Carrie and a quick roll call. Thank you.
Sure, I'm going to do everybody that I see online first. So if you can announce present when I announce your name, David Broderhausen.
Present.
Jonathan Siebeking.
Present.
Luke Hill.
Present.
Nate Hahn.
Present.
Okay, and then, yeah.
Would you announce your who you with to when you announce your name, please?
David Broderhausen, you're with NDOT Vincennes, correct?
Yes, I'm with NDOT.
Yes. Nate Hahn is with Evansville Airport. Luke Hill, NDOT. And Jonathan Siebeking, Mets. Sean Hayden.
Here.
And Sean, you are with Eastland Mall, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Ben Wheatman, who are you with? I'll come back to Ben. Thomas Witt, if you could announce present and your organization.
Present. I'm with the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Central Office Planning.
Thanks. Nick Hall. Nick is with KYTC. Karen Brooks.
Here.
Karen is with Easter Seals. And let's go back to Ben. I have him with Henderson Riverport. And we have a lot of people that are present today. So I'm just gonna allow you guys to go around the room and state your name and who you're with. So Amir, if you'd like to start.
Amir Varshochi with the Evansville MPO.
Pam Drock with the Evansville MPO.
Lakeisha Stewart, Federal Highways.
Paige Story with Federal Highway.
City of Chukusa with MPO.
Holly Trevino with the City with Grants Department.
Carrie Aiken, Evansville MPO.
Jennifer Scott, Evansville MPO.
And we just had Lori Van Hook come on from Evansville Trails Coalition. So I believe we have, except for Aaron Sharifer, I believe we have everyone accounted for now.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. And again, if people pop in, we'll just try and make note of that. Minutes from the last meeting were circulated. I was not present, but Rick handled the meeting. I'm sure he did just fine. So if anyone has any comments or corrections, if not, would accept a motion for approval.
This is Lori. I motion, if you can hear me.
Thank you, Lori. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Holly.
Thank you. Okay, any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
Or a raise of hand would be
aye.
Acceptable.
Aye.
Then any opposed? Okay, the motion is passed. Next couple items we've got. Project update, Pam.
Starting with the LPA funded projects in Indiana, Walnut Street Phase 2, which is Winebuck Avenue to Van Avenue, it's under construction at this time. The Van Avenue speed hump will require some reconstruction. The Winebuck intersection is under construction and will be closed for 35 to a 40 day time frame. Walnut Street Phase 3. The first phase from US 41 to New York Avenue is under construction. Much of the work at this phase is complete. The work at the New York Avenue intersection has been delayed due to a water main conflict, redesign, and material procurement. In Vanderburgh County, we have Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. The permits are complete and the right-of-way activities are complete, and the project is ready for letting in January. Oak Hill Road project from Lynch Road to St. George. The environmental document work continues, and submittal to NDOT for review has been moved from an estimated timeframe of June 2023 to December of 2023. Wimberg Road Bridge project. Survey work is complete. The consultant has requested hydraulic information from NDOT so that they can work on the hydraulic analysis and report. Wart County projects, Telephone Road, right-of-way parcels have been secured. And the Epworth Road project, preliminary field check has been moved to December of 2023 to allow time for some additional archaeological studies being conducted. Moving on to the Kentucky projects, Wathen Lane project. This project is getting ready for a bid letting, and there was some additional environmental document work that needed to be done, and that work has been completed. And that's it for the local projects. I'm not sure if somebody from NDOT will be reviewing theirs. Luke will
yes.
be? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, correct. I am taking place of Matthew Bullock today. He is currently on vacation, so I am going to give the NDOT updates. First one I'm going to go through is B44156. This is US 41 over Diamond Avenue and north of State Road 66, and then another US 41 over Pigeon Creek. Update on this one is they work through the railroad agreement, permit, and utility conflict at the structure near the railroad tracks. And the last pipe will be installed by December 15th. And then going down the list, the next update I have is B42187. These are bridges over I-64. This went out to a October 12th letting, and it was awarded to Regal for nearly $2.5 million. And then continuing on down, R41410, US 41 north of State Road 66 and State Road 62. This is the Lloyd Expressway. This project was awarded to ENB Paving for $35,829,065. Then the next contract, B42186. These are State Road 61 over Taylor Ditch, over Otter Creek, and then State Road 161, and then I-64. Final tracings have been turned in for this one and for the November 2023. And then State Road 66 at Van Avenue. These are the intersection improvements on Lloyd Burkhart Road, Cross Point Boulevard, and Stockwell Road. Project is currently advertised for the 11/15/23 letting. We are responding to contractor questions. Next contract, R42748, State Road 61 in Linville. Final tracings are with central office to be advertised on the 1/18/24 letting.
I'm in the middle of this webinar and I can't get the.
And then B44549. This is a bridge deck overlay on I-64 and I-69. Final tracings are submitted, all files completed, and there are no current issues. And then R42287. These are State Road 62 pedestrian walk, Shute Road, Rosenberger Avenue, Ingle Avenue, and east of Posey Vanderburgh County line. Public hearing environmental document is being reviewed by NDOT Environmental Division. They are working through final utility relocation agreements. They are discussing public education plan going forward, and they are going to ramp up on advertising to encourage people to subscribe to project updates, theloydforyou.com. And then bridge thin deck overlays on State Road 62. Final tracings are currently being reviewed. And then continuing on down, R42199, it's a slide correction west of 41 Junction. Slide limits were determined and a correction type has been determined as well. And then bridge painting is on pace for a April 24th letting, that is B44547. And then B43235, State Road 68 over Mill Creek, State Road 61 bridge replacement. They're working through right-of-way acquisition, obtaining mineral rights from Peabody, meeting with property owners to discuss tree removals. And then just a couple more. B45043, these are State Road 62. One of the DES numbers is being eliminated. They got to final plan coordination and will continue to work with environmental. And then B43231, these are I-69 northbound over State Road 66. They are waiting for response to confirm the notice to proceed and purchase order information requested by the consultant. No risk, major issues. They are thinking about moving back two of the projects due to impact of the Lloyd project. And then T45152, this is also intersection improvements. They are working to utilize utility relocation, work plans, and agreements. And lastly, B43972, State Road 61. These are bridge thin deck overlays, and stage two plans have been submitted. And that is what we have for the NDOT update.
Thank you, Luke, and thank you, Pam. Does anybody have questions for Luke or for Pam on any of those projects? Okay, hearing none. Pam, we're going to come back to you for the amendment.
Nate, we have a couple, we have a few more people that popped in. Senda Phillips with ARC of Evansville. Mackenzie May with Trails. And I also have Nick Vale. He is with Federal Highway. Did I miss anyone? Rick Wilson with Metz.
I'm having a call in at the same time.
Okay, that's fine. We have, I believe we have everyone.
Okay. How about Pam now?
All right, we have amendments for your review and hopefully approval today. We've got two projects that were submitted by NDOT for amendment. The first project is to add to the TIP. It is a US 41 pavement project, adding PE in 2024, right of way in 2026, construction in 2027, and also in 2028. And the numbers are on your sheet. The next project is adding the preliminary engineering phase to a project at Bakey, intersection projects at Bakey Road and Stockwell Road, and adding the PE in 2024.
Thank you, Pam. Does anybody have any questions about those two amendments? If not, we entertain a motion to approve the TIP amendments that Pam reviewed.
I make a motion that we approve the TIP amendments that Pam just read for contract 452.74 and letter contract 44015.
Okay. Thank you, David. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Sean.
Thank you, Sean, for a second. All those in favor, please either raise your hand or give us a affirmative.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, Pam. And I think we still have a couple more things with you, don't we?
Yes, one more from me. And we have, we processed a modification, and this is just for informational purposes. We processed revising the construction funding on the US 41 Hillsdale Road intersection project. Just one note though, the contract number on this, the memo is correct. The DES number though should be 14 instead of 1900005, but the contract number is correct. And that's just for informational purposes.
That was an easy enough one. Thank you. And then Jennifer, you're handling the 5310 call.
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody. So we issued the 5310 call for projects for FY 2024 on November the 2nd. The applications will be due December 1st, 2023. And these 5310 projects, the eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations that provide transportation to seniors and individuals with disabilities. So we've issued that call and are looking forward to the applications.
Thank you, Jennifer. Anything questions for Jennifer on the call for projects? Okay. I said that would be a quick meeting. Anybody else have any business for the group or for the MPO? Okay, so hearing none, we're going to keep moving forward. I assume no public comments. And then again, updates, just last meeting of the year for us. So I assume Carrie will send out invites and introductions and everything for the January meeting and as we move through next year. Nobody has anything else? We'll stand adjourned. Thank you.
Have a great day.